Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to you all. This is the Business Day Spotlight, your destination for African business made simple. My name is Buliwa Gabaza, and for today, we are continuing on a theme that that we've had for some time, which is looking at the consumer electronics market in South Africa. I think one of the last conversations that we had on this platform was around TVs, fridges, washing machines, that type of thing. But for today, we're looking specifically at what's going on in the smartphone market. And it's actually quite interesting that the last conversation we had with a smartphone manufacturer was with TCL. Today we are talking to the team from Honor. We are at their offices in Bryanston, Johannesburg, and I'm happy to be joined by Fred Jo, who is the general manager for Honor South Africa. Fred, greetings to you today.
Thank you. Thank you very much for your time today.
Okay, cool. So I think a good place for us to start before we understand what the business is looking like and what you guys are doing in terms of strategy and all of that is, can you tell us a little bit about Honor itself? It's a smartphone brand. You guys are Chinese-based. You're operating in South Africa. You are one of the fastest growing, companies locally. But, can you give us a little bit of insight into Honor and maybe some of the devices that you specialize in?
So Honor, actually, we is an independent brand from 3 years ago. We just have our 3-year celebration last year, November. And for South Africa specifically, we released our subsidies in 2021, and we start explore South Africa market. Yeah. So from our side, I would say it's right now South Africa is our top priority countries in 2023, and we have introduced a virus product into South Africa.
Yeah.
So I think from tremendous of different ways. The consumers and the medium see fast growth from Honor for South Africa for last year. But from here, I just want to highlight why we can achieve this kind of faster growth in South Africa. So the first one is actually in 2023, the company have decided South Africa is top range country for Honor globally.
Yeah.
So we have increased a lot of investment. And also, at the same time, we double our staff capacity. So that's the first one. And the second one for South Africa is we introduce a virus of product. So I think from the consumer side, they can see we introduce Honor 90, Honor 90 Lite, and also the Honor X6A in 2023.
Yeah.
All these three products has drive and help us to grow in the market. These models we can see now is trusted by end users for the quality standards. Besides the trust from consumers, we also have a very strong, relationship with our operator customers and also the partners in South Africa.
Yeah.
So that's become the key point for us to drive all the faster growth in South Africa for 2023.
Now, thanks, Fred, for just giving us that insight into what's going on, over at Honor. It really does sound as if, you guys have been growing in the local market, and especially, for a brand that is 3 years old, albeit, there was some establishment with your former parent from back in the day, but, good to see, that there has been that, progress that's being made. So now, when we look at where you guys are as a company, AI, artificial intelligence, it's a big thing, around the world. Many different companies are investing in that. We saw a couple of announcements from Honor, from Mobile World Congress recently. Maybe you could give us some insight into what you guys are looking to do around AI and some of the products that you guys have that are using artificial intelligence.
Yes. So from Honor side, when we release, the strategy at MWC Mobile Congress in Barcelona, We just want to showcase the consumers how we are innovation in this space and think of the way of simplify the user experience on device through a human-centric like approach. And according to like the examples, I don't know if you see from the like MWC, we showcase like we're using our Magic 6 Pro.
Yeah.
There is ability, you know, using the Magic 6 Pro AI like capabilities to control the car with the through the owner Magic 6 Pro
yeah.
to move the car. Mm. So this is just like AI powered eye tracking features on the Magic 6 Pro. So and also this one gonna launch Magic 6 Pro gonna launch in South Africa in April, which is next month. It will come with a lot of AI capabilities, especially for the AI cameras. Mm. So we believe that South Africa consumers will love and embrace that technology from our owner side.
Okay. I do have to ask a quick question.
Yeah.
When we talk about AI, nowadays people talk about, are you processing AI in the cloud or are you processing AI on device?
So from our side, the AI capability is built on device.
On device.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Now that's really cool. And outside of, you know, you mentioned a couple of things, being able to, you showed off a demo about being able to control a car. You've got the camera. For you, what you can see for South Africa, what do you think is going to be the main feature? You know, for the Magic, I think it's the Magic 6 Pro and the Magic V2. What are the main features there that you think are going to drive sales in South Africa?
Mm-hmm. So from our side, from the bigger pictures, we believe AI and foldable is like the futures because this time we're going to launch Magic 6 Pro and the V2 at the same time.
Yeah.
And we believe AI and foldable is the new trend for this market. We have already shown that Honor is some kind of leading in these two areas. Mm. So from other smart, and for the last few years, I have to say, other brand or other smartphone brand haven't bought like a lot of innovation into this space. So we are ready to be the challenger to change that. So for the flagship model, let's talk about the Magic series.
Yeah.
The V2, which we're going to launch in 19 of March in South Africa, it's the world's most thin and light foldable phones in the photo phones. And for the Magic 6 Pro is like there is a lot of on-device AI capabilities, but what from our side, we want to emphasize the AI camera features. So, some example is for V2 in China, when it's launched for the first few months, it all captured 50% of the total foldable market in China.
Yeah.
So we believe in South Africa, that's the direction. Also, like the phone right product will offer to the South Africa consumers. For the Magic 6 Pro, actually, there is a lot of other AI functions. We can give you some ideas, which is called Magic Portal. That's also AI functions.
Yeah.
But for more detailed information on our side, we want to release all the information on our launch event, which is on 19th of March.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, obviously, you know, people are listening to this, so they can't see, you know, where we are and what we have in the room. But, you know, Fred actually has the two devices in front of him. And I was actually holding the folding one earlier on. And from my experience, it's actually what I like about it is the fact that he mentioned how thin it is, the fact that there's no gap between the two halves, and also the aspect ratio, because a lot of the time, folding devices are either more square or they're long. I think the aspect ratio is 21:9 or something like that. But this one looks like a normal phone. So I think that's actually quite interesting. Pricing, is there any details for pricing on these ones yet? Or do we have to wait?
I think for the detailed information, we'll announce on our launch events, but definitely there will be some price to South Africa consumers. Yes.
Okay, cool. So when it comes to, what's going on in the market, right? I started off today's conversation talking about the fact that we've been talking to a number of different manufacturers of devices. Obviously, you've got the likes of Samsung from Korea, but specifically Chinese manufacturers. We've spoken to, I think on this platform, we last spoke to Oppo sometime last year. We've also spoken to TCL recently. Now we're talking to you guys as Honor. Can you talk to us how is competition, you know, amongst Chinese manufacturers, and how are you, what's the strategy to keep your advantage in South Africa?
So to be frankly speaking, we know in South Africa market, handset, smartphone market, the competition is very fierce. And there is a lot of OEM participating in this. Yeah. But from our side, we want to stick to our strategy. Mm. So first of all, actually we have a lot of product, but before we bring the product to South Africa, we have to do a very careful select, which meet the requirement for South Africa consumers. For example, recently we just launched X9B, which have a ultra bouncy anti-drop screens, because in South Africa we know consumers sometimes maybe drop the phone and it's very expensive to repair. Yeah. So with that uncracked screens, we think it can meet the majority of the requirements for our consumers. So this is just like one example. So before we launch the product, we have to do a very careful selection to meet the product requirement for South Africa. Mm-hmm. For example, X7B, we have bring the models at an middle range with dual speakers, because we know South Africa people like music.
Yeah.
So they use the phones to play music, etc. So loud speaker is some kind of requirement.
Yeah.
So we specifically bought that one to fit into the perfect price point and meet the consumer's demands. Yeah. And at the same time, even with these fierce competitions, we want to maintain, we have our ambitions. We want to maintain and grow in the market. So we will still work on the product will gain our trust from end users.
Yeah.
But from other side, we will maintain our relationship and enhance the relationship from our operator and partners. So which we also want to enhance the trust from their side. Mm-hmm. So in total, we want to, as owner, we want to grow in these smartphone areas and gain the trust no matter from end user side and the partner side. It's a long-term strategy from our Honor South Africa side.
Okay. As Honor South Africa, do you have your own shops?
Not now.
Not now.
Yeah, okay. Not now.
So you sell mainly through retailers and I think your mobile partners.
Yes.
Okay. So,
right now we cooperate with all the main network in South Africa, all the four, and also from national chain side with our partners in open market.
Okay, that's really cool. When it comes to the challenges then, right, because obviously we've spoken about the fact that you guys are looking at the South Africa market, you're studying it, you're looking at your product portfolio, you're deciding which products work for South Africa. You know, you're bringing products that have durable screens or products that have, dual speakers, and you're seeing, okay, this fits for South Africa, this doesn't fit for South Africa. Mm-hmm. But from a challenges point of view, what challenges do you see, in the market? And what's your strategy to actually make sure that you stay ahead, of that?
Mm-hmm. So the owner as a new brand into South African market, we always say to ourselves, there must be a challenger first, then there will be a leader. Mm-hmm. So we are not afraid of this kind, we are not afraid of challenge. We are not afraid of that. We believe with the good product, and trust from consumers and operators, we can bring something different, like the new innovation and high quality product to all the consumers. And this year, we bring our flagship models into South Africa. We think it's about time for Honor to play in that segment. Mm. So that will make us have product range cover from the top level,
yeah,
the premium range, to the entry level.
Mm.
So with multiple choice, we believe that want to showcase that to all the consumers that Honor is here to. We want to have a like long-term strategy. We want to stay in South Africa. And we are all a brand which everyone can trust.
Okay, cool. So I think that brings us to the end of today's discussion. It has been a really interesting one. Talking to Fred just around Honor's strategy in South Africa. Very interesting to also note, as someone who reviews a number of smartphone devices, just to understand the strategy that Honor has when it comes to the SA market. Particularly interested to see how the normal slab phone versus the foldable is going to perform when these devices arrive in South Africa, and what the pricing is going to look like. Also keen to see, you know, how that complements, because, you know, Fred is talking about the fact that the strategy at the moment has them playing from the entry level part of the market all the way up to the top of the market, or what people tend to define as flagship devices. So, you know, keen to see how that happens. And it's also been, you know, good to see how the Chinese manufacturers have been coming into South Africa and helping, you know, to increase competition. I think Fred mentioned the fact that there's a lot of competition in South Africa, lots of OEMs that are playing in this market and, you know, just jostling, you know, for that position in the market. Before I let you go, Fred, maybe it's an unfair question, but I'll just ask it anyway. For you, what's your favorite Honor device?
From my side, I would say that will be Magic V2,
yeah,
the foldable phones I like most.
Mostly those are the ones that are good for you.
Yes.
Okay, cool. So that brings us to the end. We were in discussion. Thank you so much to the Honor team. We are at their offices and we were in conversation with Fred Joe, who is the general manager for South Africa over at Honor. Fred, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you very much for your time.
And that's been it for this edition of the Business Day Spotlight. Remember that you can find our latest podcasts on Business Live. That's under the podcast Business Day Spotlight tab on Twitter with hashtag BD Spotlight. And remember that you can review and subscribe for free on iono.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, or wherever you choose to get your pods casted. Thank you to our amazing team. Our producer is Paige Muller. I've been Mudiwa Gavaza of the Business Day and Financial Mail. And this has been another edition of the Business Day Spotlight, which is a multimedia live production. So for myself and the rest of the team, it is good evening, good afternoon, and good morning.